pointed out, has a machlekas whether or not or is daytime or is nighttime. My or, Rav Huna Amar Nagi, Rav Yehuda Amar Lele. So Gemara says, Kasalka daitech demanda Amar Nagi, Nagi Mamish. It meant specifically daytime. Manda Amar Lele, Lele Mamish. It meant specifically nighttime. So it's a machlekas amongst the Amoraim, whether or not the Bedikas Chametz, when the Mishnah said it should be or, L'arbasar. So, did that mean daytime or did that mean nighttime? Rabbi say, if it meant nighttime, you have to ask yourself, Rabbi say, why didn't it just say Le'al Arbasar? You know, it's very, very peculiar language that the Mishnah chose to introduce this mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So the Gemara brings rayas back and forth, Habaker or Vanoshim Sholchu Amo or Yamama, who you see from Yosef with his brothers that it's daytime, Miksiv Ha'or, Boker. So we saw all these Gemaras. Then the Gemara brought a raya from where we spoke about Ukaor Boker Yizrach Shemesh, Amo or Yamamahu, Miksiv or Boker, Ukaor Boker Ksiv. Oh, come on. Then I'm sorry. That's not what we gave shir on last time. We gave shir on Ma'isve Vayikra Lokim Or Yom Alma Or Yamamahu. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Or day. So you see, Or is referring to the daytime, and Bdikas Chametz should be by the daytime. Oh, come on. Wasn't speaking about Or. It was speaking about the phenomenon of a time where it gets lighter. Kariyom. Elamiata. So if so, then it should be paralleled, the same thing should be true for Choshech. Ula Choshech Kara Laila. So it's not really speaking about dark. It's speaking about Lamachshech Uba Kara Laila. That's already when it starts to get dark. It's already considered night. Va Kaimalon Da'ad Seisako Chavim Yamamu. That can't be because what? Until Seisako Chavim is daytime, Rabbi Yisai. Who's this Akashan? This Gemara, who's this Akashan?
The Gaonim.
The Gaonim, thank you. It's a riot to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a kasha on the Gaonim, that it's starting to get dark and we still consider it daytime. According to the Gaonim, no. You can say Kriya Shema, it's Tzeisak HaChavim already, even though it's taka light outside. So the Gemara says, Elahach Gomer. Karya Rachmona L'Nahoira, Kadosh Baruch Hu called to the daytime, upakte amitzvah, to the light, upakte amitzvasa diyamama. And he appointed it on the mitzvahs of the day. Vekarya rachmana lechashoicha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to the darkness, upakte amitzvasa delaila. And he appointed it to be, it's tafkid, upakte, it's tafkid, to be Amitzvasa Delayla. So, basically, I want to stop just right there and just highlight something. Just highlight something striking in the Gemara, basically. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says on this Gemara, Upakti Amitzvasa de Yamama, Nira de Lahachi Nakar Amitzvasa, Lo Nakar Apakti de Yamama. Oshishiyesh Mitzvah Shanagas Beyond the Inanagas Belayla, Kain Sitzis Utfilin. Nakar Nami Amitzvasa Delayla. The economy mitzvahs the inner noigas ella belaila kon sirus aimer kedamar sevas chmenachas. So Rabbi say the Tzitzis Rabbeinu Peretz makes a fascinating diak. He says that in Brias Ha'olam, until you learn Gemara Psachim, you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the day and the night, and that's something that has independent natural relevance outside of the world of religion. But that's not what the Gemara tells us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed light to day and darkness to night, why did he do that? He did it for the mitzvahs. Their whole tafkid is that for the mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that require daylight, and there are mitzvahs that require nighttime. So the whole setup of the Bria, Rabbi, and now you have a new way of approaching Mishvil Torah Shnikra Rishis. The whole Bria Zaylam, Rabbi Yisai, is all about Avodas Hashem. The Torah didn't say, the Gemara didn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav HaChoshech to be the Laila and Mitzav the Yom to be to the light to be the daytime. It was all with what? With what intention? Amitzvase. The pekida of Choshech and Or was what? To serve, to be a reality, to be a phenomenon for what? For Kiyama Mitzvahs. That certain mitzvahs should be with daylight and certain mitzvahs should be with nighttime. It's a striking, when you actually think about this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, it's a striking new way to approach the Teva Olam, which is really incredible. The Gemara continues. But before we continue, Rabbi Yisai, we should really see the first nitziv. The nitziv writes on our Gemara as a fascinating chakira. I think we spoke about it at the beginning of one of the shiurim when we were schmoozing in the chat in I'm not sure what you call this, whatever in the gallery. It's probably not called that either. But so there is a discussion. How does one approach darkness? What is darkness? Is darkness really a creation? A lot of people speak about this in Parshas Bo. Is darkness really a creation? The Rishonim discuss it there in the Farshi HaMikra. Is darkness a creation? Or is darkness, Rabosai, just what we call in learning, Heeder Or? It's just the removal of light. What is darkness? Is it that the status quo and the default of the world is darkness, and that only when you create light does that change? Or is there actually a bria and a koyach that a Kodesh Baruch created that's considered darkness? Who wants to bring me a raya or a bosa?
Borei
Choshech. What do you say?
Borei Choshech.
Yeah, Borei Or, Borei Choshech. That's a good raya, that it's a bria. You stole that from you?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I got you. Okay, good. So listen to what the Netziv says, everybody say, Merei Mesadeh, Hanar Gamar. Bekarir machmona l'choshoicha, ufakte ha-mitzvasa delayla. Rabbi say, this is a Netziv that you want to keep around. I find this Netziv to be very enlightening, no pun intended. Bekarir achmona l'choshe upatke ha-mitzvasa delayla. Lamanu b'zeh chazal d'choshech u'briya mamish. We see from Chazal that choshech is not just a lack of light. Julian, this is up your alley. Choshech is not just a lack of light, but choshech is a creation. U'koloshen ha'mikra u'vari choshech. Lo shu u'heder ha'or l'chud. It's not just a removal of light. Ivri yeh tamu'a l'may nivra ha'choshech. Rabbi said it's all nice. It's nice jargon, but what is the bria of choshech? What's the purpose of the bria of choshech? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create choshech? Why does the pasuk have to say ubari choshech if the default of not having light would also be choshech? Aval Raboisai, I love this nitziv. Aval, and I think it's already in the Chizkuni al Torah. Aval vada yesh nafkamina bezel le'inyan or ha'esh. You know what the difference is? A world that God created choshech and a world that just the default of not having light would be choshech is two types of darkness, Rabbi say. One type of darkness allows for a light to flicker and to be ignited and to be illuminated. Yesh nafkamina b'zeh le'inyan or ha'esh. Shemeir b'choshech ha'layla yoser mibiyom b'makom choshech. A candle in a creation of choshech has the ability to illuminate more than it does in the daytime. Ukadiyusa b'Yerushalmi Psachim u'Medrash Parshas Noach v'Zeh Lashon HaGemara Karachmona lechashecha upakta dim lemitzvasa delayla sheyor bo ha'esh yoser. So you see, says the Netziv, that's what the Gemara means. The creation of the choshech is that the Eish should now illuminate and remove all the darkness in ways that it wouldn't have been able to be done if it was just a status quo, a default, and wasn't a new creation. You see, Rabbi Yisai, I think this Tziv is a very, very deep idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes creates things that we think is darkness, that we think is negative. And the reason it's there, Rabosai, is in order that there should be a candle that is lit and now is going to illuminate and light up the room. It's not just a darkness that, oh, it's just bare, it's barren, it's nothing. It's a darkness that's there that now lends itself to great and create and facilitate the opportunity to now illuminate and now create light for the rest of the world. That's a different type of darkness than a darkness of chisar. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. Sometimes, Rabbi said, we have the nefilas. And we ask ourselves, why do those nefilas exist? A lot of times those nefilas are there in order that we can now have this, a much stronger kima and a much stronger arising than we would have had if we wouldn't have had those nefilas and that darkness. That is what the creation of Choshech is all about, says the Netziv, and that's what the Gemara is alluding to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Choshech to make mitzvahs b'layla. Rabosa, how many of us in the mitzvah of a layla of Ner Chanukah are so ignited and so connected from those situations and from the interference of the Yevanim and the Choshech that they create, but then the light of the Neris Chanukah propel us so much. I remember, Rabosa, when I was in yeshiva, when do people start getting serious in Eretz Yisrael? It's all Chanukah time. Chanukah time was the first time that I started learning seriously. It's the time that there's something that the Svarim speak about, that a person gets ignited. It's all because you have the darkness that was created by Yavan and the Mela that allows for an illumination for a candle. The Gemara in Psachim Adav Zayin says, what is a candle? Why do we light a candle for a yard site? Ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Because the Ner of Hashem is the Neshama. When does the Neshama come out? When is the Neshama, the candle that represents the Neshama, illuminated? It's specifically in the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Choshech. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Choshech? It's not just a default, but rather it's in order to create this reality that we should ignite and we should be illuminated and fulfill the mitzvahs, the Laila, like the Gemara says. Good. Meisvei. Hallelu kol koch ve'or. All of the stars of the or should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Alma or urta. You see that or is nighttime. Why do you see that or is nighttime, Rabbi Yisai? How do you see that? What's Gemara's raya?
Talking about the stars at night.
So what?
The fact that we specify night implies that it has to be day.
What do you mean?
We're calling the kochavim or.
So what's the raya?
The stars only come out at night.
Oh, stars only come out at night. So if there's stars at night, so it must be that stars are at night. Amar or urtu. So it must be that or is at night. So Gemara says no. Hachikomer. Halalu kol hakochavim hameirim. Similar to what we said a line before. It didn't mean the concept of or. It meant the time of Meir. That those stars that illuminate, that are Meir, those are the ones that what? Are going to praise Hashem. Frek the Gemara, Kasha, really? Only the stars that praise Hashem, only the stars that light, that illuminate, are the ones that should praise Hashem? Ela me'ata koychavim ha-me'irim hu deboy shvuchei, she'ena me'irim leboy shvuchei. How's it possible? Practicing a marabok, siv, halu kol tzlav. All of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation praise Hashem. So why is the Gemara saying only the stars that illuminate will praise Hashem? Emphat the Gemara, elahaka mashmalan. The or de koychavim nami or hu. Chiddush of the Gemara is that we thought what? The or of stars are not really or. Kamashmalan, that or a koychavim, that's also considered or. Rabbi said, when I read this Gemara, I thought of a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Chesam and Beis. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Chesam and Beis, don't forget this Gemara. Remember my father, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, told me this Vart once, and it really resonated. And it's for those of you that are thinking about going into the world of Chinuch. But even if you're not going to the world of Chinuch, Rabbi said, you will for sure be involved in the world of being Mechanech, your own children. And it's important that you, even though you're not, even if you're not going to be a technically a Rebbe, it's important that you know that this idea, because you'll be a Rebbe for your own children, or forever you'll be Mashpian. The Gemara says, the Elu Matztike Arabim Kikachovim, Elu Amilamde Tinoikas. One who teaches children is Matztike Arabim Kikachovim. So I think it's the Marasha, but it's the Remez. Why is specifically a Rebbe, someone who teaches a child Torah, why is he considered a Koichov? So the reason is because a Koichov, Rabbeisai, is a light that exists, but it only comes out at night, similar to what the Netziv says. So too, Rabbeisai, you get a lot of Chalishas Hadas. Sometimes when you're dealing with a child, especially a person who has the unique schus of being and planting the seeds of young children in elementary school, in nursery, in those young transformative years, sometimes on a day in, day out, in the middle of the winter, it gets a little bit difficult to be so, you know, motivated and to realize the important avoda that you're doing. And you don't always see the light at the time of the avoda, Rabosai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eilu matztike arabim kekoychovim, that a person who's melamed tinoikis, even though the or of the kochavim are what? Are only meyer balaila, right? It's still considered the or kochavim nami oru. It's still considered a light, even though that when you ignite it, even though when you see it, even though when you're dealing with it, it might not be illuminating as strong as you could recognize. So a Rebbe that deals with children, a mashpia, a parent that's mechanech their child, even though they don't see the fruits at a young age, you have to always remember that the seeds that you're planting right now will shine one day, and that's what the Rabbeinu Shlom is saying. It's just like a koichav, a star. These are future stars. They're real future illuminators that are going to shine, but it's just not clear right now, just like the light of the stars are only clear at the nighttime, and they're not clear at this daytime, at this earlier stage. So I thought that it really fits beautifully, that the Gemara is telling us a Bzunder Chiddush, that people often fall into the trap, that they think Ora Kochavim is not Or. Kamash Malon says the Gemara, Ora Kochavim Name Or. That's not only the or that you see right away and that is right in front of your face when you're involved in the igniting process or in the illuminating process. Even a delayed or like a koichav, even an or that's only going to come out years later when the gid comes back from Eretz Yisrael and he becomes a mensch and he becomes a ben Torah and he gets his priorities straight and he gets his head screwed on a little bit better. And then he realizes what life is all about and what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Even if it's only illuminated at that later stage, Hamash Malon, the Gemara, Psachim, Adapes, Amir Aleph, Or the Kaichavim, Nami, Kari, Or, continue being Mashpia, continue putting in your Ishtadlus, continue being Matriach, because that light is also going to be a light that you also will recognize. Okay. Rabbi Isai, enough drushes. Let's get to back to a little lumdus. All right. Almainaf, Gemino, Lenoider, Mina, Or, a person takes a neder from all light. Lenoider, Mina, Or, Aser, Bar, and Shokochavim. So he's also Aser to the Or of a Kochavim. Okay? Good. Surprise, no one has any kashas on anything I said so far. Okay, very good. Weiter. So the Gemara goes on. Gemara tries to prove, is or daytime, is or nighttime. Meisve la'or yakum roitzeach, yikdal oni ve'evyoin, ubelaila yekeganov. Homidika omer ubelaila yekeganov, that the nighttime will be like a thief. Alma or Yamama, it sounds like the or in the Pasuk was speaking to not Lila, was speaking to daytime. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the entire parasha. No, Hasam Hachikomer, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. Ipshita lach milsa kinahoyra de anefashos ka'asi. If it's obvious to you that what? That the person is coming to kill you. Right, Seyahu. V'nitan la'atzilu b'nafsho, and now you are able to kill him. V'misapkalach milsa kelela, yibeinecha kigano v'leinitan la'atzilu b'nafsho. And if you're not sure that he's coming to kill you, so then what? So then his din is going to be like a what? Like a ganav, only coming for mammon. And if a person steals mammon, Rabbi Yisai, he's not chayav nisa, and you're not able to kill him. So the Gemara over here is introducing us what? The din of a what? Haba b'machteres. One who digs his way and tries to sneak into your property. That the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yisai, Haba lahargacha hashkem ata lahargo. One who comes to kill you, you have the ability to stand up in self-defense and to retaliate and to kill him. However, you have to know if he's coming to kill you or if he's not coming to kill you. So that is what the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. On Daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph, going on to Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says on Daf Ayin Beis as follows. Tana Rabbanan, Ein lo damim, im zarcha Hashemesh olav, v'chi Hashemesh olav bilvad zarcha, does the sun only shine on him? Rather, the Gemara says it doesn't mean the sun shining, but rather, Elim barlecha adavar kashemesh ein lo shalom imcha hargeyu, v'im lav al targeyu. Rabbi Yisai, I would be remiss if I wouldn't say to you the rivet over here. The Pashup Shad in this Gemara is that the Gemara is saying Shemesh is Lav Dafka, and it really is talking about a Brirus of Shemesh, clarity. Does this guy coming to kill you, or is this guy not coming to kill you? However, the Ravid in Hilchos Kneva says, Achidish Nifla Ad L'Mo'oid, against the Rambam. He says, you can't be Motzi V'Pasuk Midei Pshuto. And he says, the Din of Baba Machteres only applies when?
When it's light outside.
When it's what?
Zarcha Hashemesh.
In Zarcha Hashemesh Alav. So Zok the Ravid. Let's see. What does the Ravid say? Let's see it inside. Hold on. Sorry. Guys, we got to learn Sanhedrin. One year, we got to learn Sanhedrin. Schmuck. Zok the Ravid. Perek Tesu Gdeva. Zok the Ravid. Avo Bishadarshu Achachamim im Zarcha Hashemesh Alav Derech Mashal im Baruch HaDevash Keshemesh Alav Baal Iskan Ifashos Avo Bichin Ein Mitkar Yeltsi Midei Pshuto. And therefore what? B'yom Eino Rashai Lahargo. She'ein ganav bo b'yom ela la'ashmot ha'shoymet u'boreach miyad. Be'enu misnag misganev ala lignov mamon gadol l'amar ala v'lahargo. Al ganav alaylo neshe ganav layla yodeh shabal abayis v'bayis bo laro goliharo. What's the Ravid say, Rabbi Yisai? When's the din of the bin machteres? Bo machteres, you're allowed to kill him? Only when?
When he comes at night, because then he has the intent to kill you because he knows you're home.
But if he comes in Zarcha Shemesh, if he comes with his sunlight, there is no din above Machteres. Most Rishonim do not agree to this Ravid's Chiddush. But the Ravid just said, even though the Gemara has another drasha on Sanhedrin, an hour Gemara, to refer to clarity from the sunlight, but it doesn't still, we still take into account the Pshuta Shel Mikra as well. Fascinating Machlek is Ram and Ravid. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So what does it say? V'chi Hashemesh alav bilvad zarcha? Is the sun only shining on him? Ela im bar lecha davar k'shemesh ein lo shalom imcha? If you know for sure that he's going to kill you, hargeyu. V'im lav al targeyu. Good? So if you know for sure he's going to kill you, then if you know for sure that he's going to kill you, then you have to kill him. But then you're allowed to kill him. But if not, you're not allowed to kill him. But then the Braisa contradicts that. Tanya idach im zarcha Hashemesh alav damim lo. Rather, if you're barer that what? That he is b'shalom, then you can't kill him. If I not barer, so then I'm allowed to kill him. So what's the kasher? What's the stira? Kasha stoma stoma. What if you don't have any briris? What if you're mesupuk? One Bryce is telling me I'm not allowed to kill him. One Bryce is telling me I am allowed to kill him. So how do you deal with this contradiction? Rabbi Isai, most of the time, the person is going to walk in. You're not going to know what his story is, what his status is, and you're going to want to know, and you're going to have conflicting Bryces that are telling you two different things, whether I'm allowed to kill him or not. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin, kan ba'av ala ben, kan be'ben ala av. No problem. When it comes to a father and a son, Rabbi Isai, oh, such a timely Gemara we should be learning, Rabbi Isai. Kirachem oval bonim kein terachmenu. You never have a situation that a father wants to hurt a son. Never. And even if he's mugging him, and even if he's starving and he needs money, Rabbi Isai, it's baruch lecha kashemesh that an av habal bnoi is what is not coming to hurt him. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are unique that we have a relationship ke'av al bonim bonim atem la'ashem aleikeichem. Bnei Yisoschar says, Rabbi Isai, write this down in your notebook. I don't care if you have a lumdish notebook right now. Write this down in your notebook. Zok the Bnei Yisoschar, the Halig of Bnei Yisoschar, that we have a din of bonim atem la'ashem aleikeichem, and the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that the only one who can be meichel on his kavod is who? A father has the ability to be meichel on his kibbutz. That a father is meichel on his kavod is kavodai meichel. But a melech shemachal al kvaydai zok the gemara in kedushin zok the heilig bnei yisoschar melech shemachal al kvaydo ain kvaydai machal. So it's only because we have this relationship with Hashem that we are bonim lamakom, that we have the aseres yimei tshuva, because av shemachal al kvaydo machal. Kvodo macho, but melech shek machal al kvodo, ain kvodo macho. Memele rabbi sai, according to the Bnei Yisoschar, it's meduyek heitiv. Why? There's only two brachas in the Shemayne Esrei that we mention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being our father. Slach lanu avinu kifashanu. And what? Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecha. Nowhere else in the Shemayne Esrei do we mention that he's our father. Because for the din of tshuva, for the din of slicha, we need to make this sugya of, bring this sugya of av shemochal al kvodo. And now we even learn the relationship of the father and the son of what? Of abob imachteres av al bnoi is baruch hakashemesh, that he's eino balargo, that he doesn't kilo yachboit b'mois hameis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want anyone to perish and anyone to die. Ki im b'shuva v'darko v'choya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be shav and to come back to the derech and then to live. And that's the sugya of Baba Machteres. Talk to Gemara, kan ba'av ala ben, kan b'ben ala av. But when it comes to a mechutzot to a child, oy, 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 Nebuch Rachmona Litzlon, the Ben rebels against the father. The Ben rebels against the father, and sometimes if he's Baba Machteres, the Ben will even kill the father. Nebuch. Amar Rav called the Asi Alay b'machterosa katilnale. Rav said, anyone that comes into my underground and tries to mug me at night, katilnale, lebar mi Rav Chanina bar Shila, with the exception of Rav Chanina bar Shila. My time, or why? Why not Rav Chanina bar Shila? What, he's a tzaddik? How's he a tzaddik if he's coming and he's sneaking into your house in the middle of the night to steal? Rather, what? No, I know deep down that he has rachmonos on me, even if he needs money. He has rachmonos on me like the rachmonos of a father and a son. Okay, good. Zokt Rashi, Sanhedrin ayin bezim and bez, avala ben, avabala ben, b'machteres, Misafik al yargu benoi. Devadai, because we assume, we know for sure, rachme aval bno. Afilu umatzul memoinoi lo yargu. Hilkoch damim loy, he has his blood. Until you know for sure that this father's lost it and that this father really hates his son. But the stamma de milsa should be when it comes to a father that you shouldn't kill. So that was one brisa. You can kill him even misafek. Good. Rabbi said good. Everyone clear, Rabbi San, the Gemara and Sanhedrin? We got serious problems. What's our problem, Rabbi San?
Psachim.
So let's just look at Tosfos and Sanhedrin. It's Psachim, he says it even clearer. He says, if you look at Rashi's interpretation of the first sugim, Seches Psachim, doesn't sound like the way we're interpreting over here. Bebraisidim baruch hakashemesh, she'en lo shalom imcha argeu, astama al targeu, the only time you're allowed to kill is what? If it's pshita lecha, is bar lecha kashemish, that he's a rotzeach. Nitan latzio ben afshon, then you can kill him. You can defend yourself. And Rashi said over there, kagon ben ala av, like a ben ala av, o kol odom. And it's not true because we say over here that a ben ala av, even suffik. The only time you need briris is what? When it's a av ala ben, you need briris in a situation where what? Where you think that he's coming to kill you. Pasha says he's not coming to kill you. Lo binyan shee pasha kanaira. Elo asmi ishlemer kula ba av ala ben. No, it's all talking about the father and the son. The kinle begaveish esona rotzeach uvenitin letzila benavshu. You can only kill a father if you know for sure that he hates him. Nebuch, such a relationship. It's so not father-like. It's so not like a relationship of a normal father and son. Imisafkalach milsa, but if you have a suffix by a father and son, kilele ye beinecha kigana v'loy natan letzila benavshu. Tell this to a person who has difficulties in the emunah. You tell him no. When it comes to the relationship of a father and a mother, a father and a son, even a suffix, Rabbi said, you should assume that the father cares about the son. So too, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch, Rabbi said, he cares about us. He wants us to succeed. Rabbi said, we're the problem. Ben Ala'af, when we come into the Machteris, when we do things at night, Rabbi said, when we try and pretend to sneak around when no one's looking, and we don't think that HaKadosh Baruch is sitting right there. We are Myri. We sometimes do things lahachis against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we do things and we rebel against him. And unfortunately, even though we're blood, even though we're Banam Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, Rabbi Isai, we, when we go into a machteres, unfortunately, we go in for Hariga. We go in to sever the ties. We go in to disconnect. Okay, but Rabbi Isai, we have a problem over here. We have a stira in Rashis. Sorry, we have a kasha on Rashi in Sanhedrin, in Psachim, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But Rabbi Isai, what I found interesting is that Tosfos didn't point this out. It's even a stira in Rashi's. So it's not just like a kasha of how you deal with the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin according to Rashi. Rashi himself contradicts himself. That in Rashi in Psachim says, if you're suffik on nefashos ba, Suffik Baba Machteris. What's the din? Rashi in Psachim says is not allowed to be killed by the Balabayas. And Rashi in Sanhedrin says, no, Suffik Baba Machteris, it sounds like you are allowed to kill. The only time we're Machmir in Suffik is when it comes to the Av on the son, because the Av needs Briris Zarcha Hashemesh, that he's not caring for the son, because the Pashtus is the father is Kirachme Av Albonim, that the father is going to have Rachmonis. Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai?
Rabbi, I didn't exactly get how he cleared the kasha.
Oh, Taisa says that both are going on the Avala Ben, and Avala Ben is the situation where you need to make sure that it's briris l'cha, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, that you need briris dafka by aval aben, because otherwise you assume that he has rachmanis.
So we're taking back what we previously said, that one was aval ben and the other wasn't?
No, we're not taking that back, but one case, stomach you're allowed to kill, and one case, stomach you're not allowed to kill.
Oh, so one case is suffig, and the other case is brira.
Suffig, bava machteres, by other people, or ben ala av, according to Tosis, you're allowed to kill. According to, and by a father, you're never allowed to kill, unless it's bar l'cha kashemesh, that he's going to be an achzari, he's going to be a sono. Masheinkin, according to Rashi and Psachim, it sounds like suffik by other people, you're not allowed to kill, and you're only allowed to kill a baba machteris if it's vada. And that's the kasha of Tosis, that doesn't really fit in. But I'm pointing out, I'm being moisif to the kasha and Tosis, is that it's a stira in Rashi's from Rashi and Sanhedrin and Rashi and Psach. Yeah, Julian.
It seemed to me like that wasn't what Rashi was saying in Psach. It seemed to me like he was saying that what's the case of where it's clear as day? That's a case of anything but an aval aben. I think if we could read it inside, I think that'd be helpful.
Where the Ramaskal Hakikomer? Which one?
Yeah.
Yes, I read it.
Masha nanalcha Torah shus al above machteres lahargo kedichtiv im machteres yim tzarganiv v'huka umes ein lo damim im bar lecha hadavar kaor. Shahuba al iske nefashos, dahainu kol adam chutz me aval haben.
Stop. Why would that be relevant? Why would the Torah have to say that? Safik bava machteris is also killed. Rashi, you say that in Sanhedrin yourself.
What do you mean, why would the Torah have to say that? The Torah just...
What do you mean? It's not true. It's not relevant. Even as you're telling me the opposite of the din. A safik bava machteris is also killed. Julian, I'm coming into your house. You don't know whether I have das to kill you or not. Are you allowed to kill me? I'm Rashi and Psachim, it's mashmanat.
I know, I just didn't read the Rashi like that. That's why.
I know, I got you, but like if I read this Rashi the way you're saying, so now I don't know the din. Sounds like from Rashi, I'm not allowed to kill the Rodif.
Dahainu. Kol Adam Chutzmei Aval Aben, meaning just by virtue of you not being my father, already is Baruch Hashemesh. So even if it's a suffix and I don't know who you are, then I could still kill you.
Wait, wow, how did you say that? In Baruch Hadavar Ka'or Shu Baleske Nefashos?
Yeah. Oh, I guess I can't. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
So, everybody say, everyone here, the Stira? Everyone with me? There's a big kasha. Big problem. Number one, Tosis is asking an independent kasha that Rashi seems to be against the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'm being maisif that it doesn't fly because Rashi Beferish writes like Tosis in Sanhedrin in Sanhedrin. And that contradicts what Rashi writes in Meseches Psoch. Moreover, Rabbi say, there is a din. If a person is holich and is a roidef achar chaver lahargo, what's the din? He's chasing after his friend, also Gemara in Sanhedrin, the next daf in Ayin Gimel. What's the din? If he's roidef after his friend to be horig, Rabbi Say, what's the din?
You can kill him.
You can kill him. What happens if I don't need to kill him? Does anyone know the din? What happens if
Chevra. Try and injure him and stop him from just doing
So what meaning like shoot? This was the whole
shooting
issue.
Shooting his leg.
Yeah.
Shooting his leg, exactly. This was the whole issue that came up with with the terrorists, right? When they shot and they killed him, even though they could have stopped him. They could have stopped them without being a writer. So that's what's called, the Mishnah says, Imniten la'atzilo be'echad me'evorov. If you have the ability to save the party that's being chased, through what? Through stopping him through one of his Avarim, like shooting in his leg, like Charlie said. So then, what would be the din if a third party, or what if it would be the din if a person shot him in the heart instead? What's the din, Rabbi Isai?
He's a Ratzach.
He's a Ratzach. He's a Ratzach. He shouldn't have killed. That was not necessary, and he shouldn't have killed. This is mamish. A lot of overlap and sometimes discrepancies between legalities and Jewish law when it comes to these things. Okay. So what's the din if you have above machteris, everybody say, and I could throw my kitchen knife at his leg, and that'll stop him. And by that time, the police will come. Can I kill him?
No. How proficient are you in knife throwing?
Im yachol atzilo be'achem eivarov.
So no.
Huh?
Why should you be allowed to kill him?
Right. You're not allowed to kill him, right? What does the Mishnah Melech say? Not only in a case of Mav Machteris, the Mishnah Melech says that Mishnah of yachol atzilo be'achem eivarov, we'll get to the Mishnah Melech in a second, but it says a very similar thing to what the Netziv is Mechadish. Rabbi Yisai, this is a fascinating netziv, but it's even more fascinating because it answers all of our kashas, Rabbi Yisai. It's the day of the netziv, not the day of the netziv. The day of the netziv that says as follows. If a person comes digging into your house at night and wants to come in so that and take your money, so the pasuk says, ain lo damin. Ein lo damin. He has no blood. So the Netziv in the Hamek Dover is talking about the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, how do I know if he's not coming through the Machteres, Gago Chatzer of a Cafe for Minayin? How do you know if he's coming through the Chatzer or some other way? Tam Lomar, the Torah has a Reboy. Yimtza agon of mikol makom. Any area that a person is sneaking into your house, it would be the din of bav machteres. Abal ha'argucha hashke matal ha'argu. Perish Rashi. Rashi says bechol tzadim shenir l'chok aganav. Any way that he seems like a ganav. Imkain matal malomer machteres. Machtaroso zui asra also. The fact that he's digging in and he's sneaking in, he doesn't require asra and he doesn't get warning before he's killed. Uperish Rashi dechnichnas legago v'chatzera derech haPesach eno hargo adchi yasru bo'edim. So Rashi says, but if he comes through the front door and he never dug his way in, so then he has to get hasra first from edim before he's killed. Fine. Zok deheliganetziv. Ene desadya naflis iloi v'hachi perish aram perish mishnayis bechibure. If there are edim, so he's not above a machteres. He's not sneaking in. I want to say something, says the Netziv. It were not for the Rishonim saying differently. Someone who comes to kill you, you should get up and defend yourself and kill him. Ask the Netziv a very fundamental question, Rabbi Yisai. Why do you need a pasuk of Baba Machteres? Why don't you just say this is the regular din and the regular psukim of a raidif? The same way, if a guy's running after another guy to kill him, I'm allowed to kill him. So too, when it comes to a Baba Machteres, what do you have? A chiddush of a parsha and mishpatim of a Baba Machteres. Just a regular din of a raidif. Anyone ever think about this?
He's not trying to kill you.
What?
He's not trying to kill you.
What do you mean? The Torah is telling you he is.
For a road day, if you know for sure, that's a road day. But for a Bama Akhtaris, he's coming to rob you.
But as long as, once the Torah is telling me, Abola Hargo, Ashkemata Lahargo, so then it just is the regular din of a road day.
Yeah, but you have to have some Vados to know that he's coming to kill you. And if it's a suffix, you can't. In some cases.
So you're saying that the Chiddush HaTorah is to tell you that he has a din of a raidus.
Not necessarily. Like if he has a suffix, so then, meaning this guy has a certain, meaning by a rode, if there's no suffix, this guy has like potential sveikos.
I'm saying, so that's the Chiddush of the Torah.
That it's the suffix or that there's the note that there's not a suffix?
Let's say he's a suffix rodif.
then you wouldn't be able to kill him, no?
Yeah.
You suffic rodef in this parsha or in
no, regular stop. Rodef? Regular rodef. You wouldn't be able to kill him?
I don't know.
Well, doesn't the pasuk say when it says like Velila ke ganav? Right. So then he wouldn't be a rodef in that case. He'd be a ganav.
Well, that's totally on our machlokas Rashi and Tosas now, right? According to Tosas, a suffic bav machteris, suffic rodef is what? It's chayav misa. Right? Rashi and Psachim would say like what you're saying.
This is right? Before rodef, though. This is like suffic, do you get into the parsha of rodef? Suffic, do you not get into the parsha of rodef?
I don't know if that's true. Why is it any different? It's a guy who's coming and he might be killing me. So I have the ability to kill him.
Isn't that what we're saying? If you have, meaning that this guy's coming, you have no clue what his intentions are. If you know what his intentions are, like the Matthias is this guy is digging into your house.
So you're assuming that a suffic rodev without this pasuk, a suffic rodev wouldn't be chayev. I wouldn't be allowed to kill him. Without this parsha. That's what you're assuming, David.
No, I was just thinking that this whole idea, because we rodev, the parsha of rodev wouldn't teach us about this necessarily. We need this to know, like, you have a guy coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because you're saying there it's a vade rodev, here it's suffic.
Right, I guess.
Okay, so then you would be saying that suffic rodev, I wouldn't be allowed to kill.
But then that's not true, I was saying.
Maybe not. Maybe we would have known that anyways. It's a suffic atzala on your own life. So let's see what the Nitziv says. Everybody say, listen to what the Nitziv says.
Rabbi, yeah. Isn't the case of Abba Mechteris where he's coming to steal something?
Yeah.
And then if you try to stop him, he might kill you?
Yeah.
That's the case, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, the Torah is making a chiddush that if you know that he's going to kill you after he robs you and you try to stop him.
Who cares what his motive? Who cares what his original motive is? Right now, I have a conflict that he might be killing me. So that's
as opposed to a regular case of a rodef, where a rodef is you know your life is in immediate danger.
But why doesn't it also include the parsha of a suffic rodef? So let's see what the Nitziv says. L'chara marbina midechziv v'huka afilu b'chol adam mitam rodef. You should know that you're allowed to kill him. You shouldn't need an extra pasuk over here from everyone that's a regular rodef. And can my olma da abala argcha? And what's this crazy chiddush that the Torah says, Habala Hargacha Hashkem Ata Lahargo. Let's present the kasha like that. David, Habala Hargacha Hashkem Ata Lahargo. Where do you learn that from? From Bava Machteris. If someone comes to kill you, you can kill him. Really? Why do I need that? You need that from this pasuk? I know that because of Rodef. What's the chiddush HaTorah of Habala Hargacha Hashkem Ata Lahargo? Everyone hear what I'm asking? There's no special din of self-defense, asked the Nitziv. Habala Hargo Chashkem Atal Hargo. He blibes a din Raidif. Every Raidif is allowed to be killed. Everyone hear the Kasha? Why is there a Chazal that say, learn from Bava Machteris, Habala Hargo Chashkem Atal Hargo? So if you want to say that Suffolk Roydif is never killed, maybe you can answer. Like David's saying, if assuming Suffolk Roydif is never killed, so then by Machteres, it's a Suffolk Abola Argucha. That's the Chiddush of Abola Argucha. But if you don't assume like that, what's the Chiddush of saying that you're allowed to defend yourself? And even if it means killing the guy who's Suffolk, putting yourself Abola Argucha. Elavade Yesh Nafkamina, says the Nitziv. The parsha is coming to tell you something unbelievable. If you remember, Rabbi Isai, I told you that there is a chiddush that a roidef is allowed to be killed not only by the person who's being chased, but a roidef is allowed to be killed by who? By a third party, by a bystander, by a chayrim. The two individuals over here that have the right to kill, says the Nitziv, he thinks are not the same category. The Bailim afilu mitzad sofek rashai lahargo. I myself, as being the one who's being perpetrated, not the perpetrator, but the person who's being chased, I have the ability to kill even if I don't know he's a roidev.
That's the chiddush of what? Baba Machteres. Habala Argo, Ashkemat al Argo, even Suffolk. Behind the Isa, awesome to be Ben Alaav Dafka, Imzarcha Hashemesh, Hainu Shebarak Hashemesh, Sheeshlo Shalom Imcha Alta Argeu, Vim Lav Argeu. And that's Gufa the din of what? Of Suffolk Baba Machteres is what? Is killed. Like Shita Satoysis or Baisai. The light of a Ben Alaav Vade Lahargo Ba. And even in a situation where a ben alav rabbi say that it's suffik, like Tysus in Sanhedrin says, what's the din rabbi say when it comes to me, when it comes to the person who owns the house, when it comes to the balabas, he's allowed to kill even besuffik. But that's only what to the person who the house is being broken into and who's going to be the one standing on his mom and on his wallet. Aval acher, but if there's a bystander by a baba machteres, eino rashai, is not allowed to by a suffik, ela imbar danefoshos kaasi. Only if what? You know that this guy has triggered his gun and is ready to shoot. Kedi isa bereish psachim, Ukid the Perish Rashi Shom. Veloi Kidperish Rashi Sanhedrin Shom de Ben Ala Av Gamkin Uvadai. Rabboisai says the Netziv, there's no stira. There's a difference between the person who's being chased after, the person who's owning the house that the Malachteres is breaking into, that he's allowed to kill even if it's a suffix, right, Dave? That is Rashi where? Rashi in Sanhedrin. That's where the Gemara in Sanhedrin is referring to. And what? Rashi in Psochim, that what? Says you have to make sure that you know the guy is ready to kill in Bar Lecha Hashemesh. And what? Suffix Machteres would not be able to be killed by who? By a third party. We find a difference in halacha between the person who's being chased after and what, and the person who what, who is a bystander and is now going to defend the third party. Netziv. So Rabbi Yisai, according to this Netziv, not only do we answer Taisvis Kasha from Psochim, but we answer the Stira and Rashi's. In one Rashi, Rashi is talking about a third party to get involved, that's the Gemara in Psochim. And in the Rashi in Sanhedrin, he's talking about the person who's being broken into to have self-defense. And that is the Chiddush of Habo Lahargo, Chahashkemata Lahargo, that even in a Suffolk, you can kill him, whereas for someone else, you would not be able to kill the Suffolk. The Babaylim Rashi Lechachila Larog Becholo Fenjuhu, Beino Tzarech Asro Lechuliyam, says, that's going to be the nafkamina that we started off with between the machteres and the gag. If a guy goes in digging in, or he goes through the roof. And when it comes to the owner of the house, he's always allowed to kill. And you never need a warning. But when it comes to the other people, says the Netziv, similarly, a third party, a bystander, only if he's Baba Machteres, it's like a Vadai. Behind him to come Machteres, Zu Asraoso, he doesn't need to give Hachsra, the Shari Lechuli Amala Hargo Lechachila, Avalo Gago. But then he says, but if he doesn't break in that way that it's clear, then he would have to get Hasra, another Nafkamina, between other people and the Balabais himself. So that's the Netziv's fascinating chiddush of Rabbi Yisai that really mamish puts the entire sugya and makes Rashi make sense from Sanhedrin and from the Gemara Masechas Pesachim. I quoted to you the Mishnah Melech Rabbi Yisai that is very similar to this idea of Netziv, but is not talking about a din of Abba Machteres, but is talking about the din of a Roidef. That which we said, Charlie said, that you have to shoot the guy in the leg if you don't have the option, if you have the option, so says the Mishnah Lamelech, Achilish Nifla Adamoy. Did anyone have a chance to see the Mishnah Lamelech? Rabbi say it's a one-liner. What did he say? He said that distinction, that halacha of Nitan Latzilo Be'achem Eivarov, only applies to what? Only applies to a third party. But if the nirdaf, the one who's being chased himself, kills the roidef, even though he had the ability to throw a knife to his leg, the nirdaf himself would be potter because the chilukim do not apply to the nirdaf himself, which is the same exact idea that the netziv is being mechadish in the entire parsha of Abba b'machteres. Rabbi Isai, I want to close with the following kash. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, yeah, David.
I was going to say that Rashi mentions, in Pesachim mentions the Kol HaKodmin, which is like referring to the third party, I think.
Oh, beautiful. So it's Meduyik in the Rashi. Yeah, beautiful. Excellent. Beautiful. So Rabbi Isai, so it's important that we come out with this distinction, La'alach. There is a story, Rabbi Isai, and you'll tell me which parsha this is in. The story of Pinchas and Zimri. What parsha is that in, Rabbi Isai?
The one right before Pinchas.
Oh, good. Which is what?
Balak.
The end of Balak. Good. So what's the story? What happened, Rabbi Isai? Zimri took a Midiani woman, and in public, he had relations with her, and he was mezalzel in Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And what happened, Rabbi Isai? Pinchas came to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask him the halacha, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu responded and said, "Ein Myron came, that you can't give Bahora, you can't teach. If you want to be a Kanoi, you have to know it naturally. You have to have a natural response in order to answer, to respond in a zealous way. Not everyone is a zealot, is a Kanoi." So Pinchas realized, and Pinchas went in, and the Gemara says there were, I don't remember exact number, Asara, there were tons of Nisim that happened, maybe 12 Nisim that happened at the time that he took a spear and he killed Pinchas and Cosby at that time, and he made a Kiddush Hashem, and that's the din, Rabbi Isai, that if a person marries a non-Jewish woman and lives with a non-Jewish woman, and it's publicized, means that it's known about. So that's the din of Farhesia, that Kanan Pogimbo. Many Rishonim hold that that's the classic din of Kanan Pogimbo, that this din would apply. About relating to a non-Jew. Good. So the Gemara says that if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, what would be the dinner, Rabbi Isai?
Mutter.
What's mutter? What's the din?
He's a rodef, so...
So he's, the Gemara says he's potter, right? So ask the Galia Masechta of Gevaldik Kasha. He says, really? Why is that true? That if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he would have been potter. Hello, the Gemara tells us that Pinchas could only kill, a Kanoi could only kill, if it's Bishas Maisa, if he's in the act of the transgression. But if he would just stopped being boil her, so then what? Pinchas wouldn't be allowed to kill him. So isn't Zimri Yachol Lahatzil Pinchas Be'echad Me'evarov? Not Be'echad Me'evarov, literally, but he could be Matzil Pinchas by just being stopping the act of the Avera. And if he has the ability to not kill Pinchas and to avoid the whole murder, so he should have to do that. Ask the Galia Masechta Akasha. It's Yachol Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evarov. Rabbi Isai, according to what we learned today in the Mishnah Lamelech, that he is the nirdaf, he doesn't have a chiv of Yachol Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evarov. So he doesn't have to be Pirish. And the fact that Pinchas is coming and trying to kill Zimri, although Pinchas is doing a good action, but he's not mechuyev, and he is a kanoi, and if Pinchas even would continue in the action of the Avera, to would turn around and kill, if Zimri would turn around and kill Pinchas, he would not be mechuyev on the din of Yochel Hatzel Bech Mevarav, and would be potter al Tzahariga of Pinchas Rabbi Yisai. That's the end of the sugya. Mirtz Hashem will go weiter tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem with a brand new sugya. Rabbi Yisai, if I could just encourage for the next few gemaras, we're going to try and move along. I'm only going to be talking about things that I have some sugyas to get into, but I don't ever like skipping gemaras and just, you know, starting up where the Gemara Pesachim gets back. It's Kedai, Rabbi Yisai, especially in this week when we're trying to, you know, use our time wisely, to take some time and to try to do the gemaras on Beis Amid Beis and Gimel Amid Aleph. And then we're going to pick up, Rabbi Yisai, within the sugya of Gimel Amid Beis. That's going to be the next two major sugyas. We're going to speak a little bit on Gimel Amid Aleph, but I would recommend that guys should really try to do do Beis and to do Gimel as well. All right? Even just Gemara Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, just to get the flow. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi.